Okay, let's review Yumad Daf Yud Gimel. So the Gemara on top of Daf Yud Gimel and Rav gives two cases where Rabbi Yossi is Moda, that the second Kohen Gadol is valid even after the return of the first Kohen Gadol. First case is that if it was Bidiavid, he did the Avodah is going to be kosher. Second, if the Mace Rishon, if the first one dies, since the whole reason we don't want the second one still serving as a Kohen Gadol is because of Eva, that it's going to cause some animosity between the first Kohen Gadol and the second Kohen Gadol, well, once the first Kohen Gadol dies, the second Kohen Gadol could certainly go back to taking the place of the Kohen Gadol. Then the Gemara explains the Machlokas, whether we prepare a backup wife, a second wife for him or not. So the Shita of Rabbi Yehud, that we do prepare a backup wife, is because we are concerned about Misa. At least we're concerned that one person might die. We're not going to prepare a backup to the backup because we're not concerned about two Misos. Whereas the Rabbanan say Misa lo Shchicha. The Rabbanan don't think it's necessary to prepare a backup wife because they don't think it's that common that someone is, that the wife is going to die. Tuma is shchiach, so you do need to prepare a backup Kohen Gadol just in case the Kohen Gadol becomes tameh. Then the Gemara begins the discussion of how to make sure that the second wife becomes beso, because the halacha is v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso, that the kapar of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol does has to be for himself and for his bayis, and we know that beso is ishto. So how do we make sure? But there's also halacha that it can only be chad beso. He can only have one bayis. He can't have two wives. He can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. So how do we see to it that he has this second wife, this backup wife, and he's not allowed to marry her on Yom Kippur? So after his first wife dies, so how do we see to it that he's left with one wife and not two wives? So the Gemara has nothing short of 10 different suggestions of how he avoids having two wives and not no wives. In fact, some of these suggestions sound so absurd at first and are so easy to reject, and we have answers to reject it that aren't even mentioned in the Gemara that are just obvious, that Rashi points out that Eino Chinami, he says, for all of these answers, for all of these suggestions, there are many, many tshuvos, there are many reasons to reject it. We just reject it with something simple, but we reject many, many of these answers till we finally come to the conclusion in the middle of Ambeis, El Chada Amar La, Hareza Giteich Almanas Shalo Tomas Chaber Secha, to one of them you give a get and you say, this should be your get Almanas, that your friend doesn't die, that the other woman doesn't die, and the other one you give a get and you say, this should be a get almanas that I go into the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore if one of them dies, the other one will be his wife, and if the other one dies, the first one will be his wife. What happens if someone dies halfway through the day and you're in the middle of doing the avodah, so won't it turn out l'mafreya that you were married to, that the Kohen Gadol was married to two women? No, if he sees that one of them is about to die halfway through the day, he runs into the Beis HaKnesses and turns it into a get, l'mafreya. So it will turn out that they're divorced the entire time. Then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara has two questions about yibum based on this definition of bayis. If beso means one wife and not two wives, so maybe by Yibum, since by Yibum it also uses the term Beso, so we should say that that Yibum only applies when there was just one wife. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Reboy in the Pasuk, Yivemto, Yivemto, teach us even if there's two wives. Okay, but maybe, just like by Beso, we say that it's got to be a Nesua and not just a Narusa, that's part of the definition of Beso, so maybe we should say the same thing by Yibum, that there's only Yibum from Nisuin, there's no Yibum from Erisin. So the Gemara says, no, we have a Drasha, Hachutza, to tell me that an Arusa is included as well. Then the Gemara discusses a Kohen Gadol who is an Onen. We have Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, where Tanakama says a Kohen Gadol is an Onen, is allowed to be Makriv, but he's not allowed to eat Kachim. And Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Hayom. So it's unclear at first what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says Kol Hayom. At first we think it means that he can be Oved Kol Hayom. We should even bring him from his house if he's sitting at home and make him do the Avodah to cheer him up a little bit. But then the Gemara says, no, Rava says Kol Hayom means Lomar She'en Oved Kol Hayom, that he dafka should not do the avodah when he's nonein, because if he does the avodah when he's nonein, we're afraid he might come to eat, and eating kachim when one is an onein is an isser daraisa, so we don't want him violating an isser daraisa.